Welcome to Family Law Audio Learn, a course outline. In this outline, we'll review the following: family, marriage, the government, and the Constitution, requirements, rules, and regulations of marriage, marital agreements, the marital breakdown, grounds and defenses, marital breakdown financial issues, children's issues, termination and adoption. They say in life there are only two certainties, death and taxes. As an attorney, these are two ripe fields to practice in. But I think another sure thing and often more rewarding field is family law. In this outline, we will cover the following topics, throwing in some case law and real-life examples to help you tackle the bar exam. We will go over things like, what is a family and what is a marriage, even though I know that sounds pretty straightforward. The document called the Constitution is pervasive. Yep, even in family law. And we will go over how much of a role it plays in families. We will also go over main takeaways and notes for the bar exam, as well as quizzes to refresh the material we just went over in each section. Section 2 will cover the requirements, rules, and regulations of marriage. That is, what can states require, and what do states require? When is a marriage valid or not? And common law marriages. We will hit premarital and marital agreements, which leads us nicely into divorce. We will discuss grounds for divorce, defenses of these grounds, and where someone is able to get divorced, aka jurisdiction. We will talk about the issues in a divorce, such as marital support, spousal support, and the characterization and division of property, as well as child custody. We will also hit on termination of parental rights and adoption to close it out. I feel confident that after listening to this outline, you will feel much more confident about some of the family law terms and theories for the bar exam. Section 1. Family, marriage, the government, and the Constitution. This section will cover what a family is, what a marriage is, and how the Constitution affects it. A. What is a family? First, you need to understand what a family is and how the Constitution protects families. It sounds crazy and really obvious, but it's actually been litigated. A lot. First up, in one case called the City of Ladue versus Horn, the issue was a zoning ordinance which defined a family as one or more people, related by blood, marriage, or adoption, occupying a dwelling unit as an individual housekeeping organization. The plaintiffs in Ladue were not married, but did some things that a married couple would do, like share a bedroom, and have a joint checking account. Despite these behaviors, the court determined there was no fundamental right to live with someone you're not related to. Sorry, shacker-uppers. So strict scrutiny did not apply. The state needs to have only a rational basis to enact legislation bearing on the definition of family. So the end result? The state can create zoning classifications even on the basis of morality, requiring marriage for a family to exist. Another case, Brashy versus Stahl Associates and Company, looked more to the function of the family unit rather than just the form, like the Ladue court. In Brashy, the court looked to the realities of family life in a same-sex couple rather than whether they were married. The court held that in order for a family relationship to exist, there has to be, one, a commitment to a permanent relationship, and two, an apparent reciprocal obligation to support each other. Some of this can be parties are in a relationship for health benefits, visitation for children, or even tax benefits. These cases give you an idea of just how squishy family law can be sometimes. The court has to look at a variety of factors and even sometimes argue over what a family is before it can even begin to apply the law. Exam notes. Courts tend to look at either the function or form of a family to determine first what a family is and second, whether legislation affecting families is constitutional. In many jurisdictions, relationships can be based on a contract, informal or formal, and courts can apply a rule of equity when it comes to property or financial support when the relationship ends. Question 2. When would someone have rights to property in a non-marital relationship? The answer? If there is the existence of a contract, majority view, there will be some equitable remedies if appropriate. Number 3. What is the state's relationship in the marriage? The answer? Party to a civil contract between two individuals.